Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 22 in the book of Genesis. Now, I find myself mourning this morning, M-O-U-R, mourning in the morning. I'm mourning the fall. This is the fourth morning that I have addressed my attention and hopefully to steer your attention to what's called the fall in Genesis chapter 3. Now, you may be thinking, hey, we've got some distance to go in Genesis. We got the Tower of Babel. We've got the flood. We've got Abraham and Joseph. So let's get going. And yet this morning, I find myself pausing and grieving a little bit. We've been reading in Genesis chapter 3, and I'm not going to read it, but I just want to summarize. There's this serpent. There's questioning God. Did God actually say? There's lies. You will be like God. There's lies. You will surely not die. And then this attractive, desirable tree is that's scoped out and preserved and prevented. Don't do this. And then they do this. They eat it. Then Eve gives it to her husband who was there. And they eat it. And then all kinds of bad stuff happens after that. So naked, ashamed, toil. We haven't even got to some of this stuff yet. So it's hard to get over something that affects me and affects you every single day. So every single hour, this is serious business and this is grievous. We've met this servant who's a liar and a serial killer. We've watched him take out now his first two victims. And then we've watched these newlyweds, Adam and Eve, fail in their role of marriage. And everything gets broken on this day. Chapter 3, verse 1. And then just recently, if you've been with me, we've gone through the book of Revelation most recently. And there we watch all this get fixed. So if we have 1,000 pages in the Bible from this moment in Genesis 3 to Revelation chapter 21, where everything gets fixed, the whole book of Revelation is about to fix. But let me just read 21, verse 3. In Revelation, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. So man and God are back living together. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. So this brokenness, this breach, this separation and shame and doubting of God and mistrust of the one who's perfectly trustable and this misplacement to this knucklehead liar, Satan, this gets fixed. And then verse 4, 21:4, one of the greatest verses in the Bible, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. There shall be no more mourning, M-O-U-R-N, which is what I'm doing this morning. No more crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So this is the great fix for it all the way up in Genesis chapter 21. So this morning, I'm trying to imagine a world without a fall, of intimacy with God, of beauty of creation, of a body that doesn't fail, of unencumbered immortality, and kind of living at the same address as God. That's what's all talked about in Revelation chapter 21. His enemies, though they are immortal, they're put away forever. God is treated in the right way that he's supposed to be treated, which is holy, holy, holy. He's spoken of correctly at all times. And I can imagine it's because he's told us all about this Eden 2.0. The reason I can imagine it is he's told us about it. It's called heaven. It's this new created city or renewed earth. It's the place where God dwells with man. It's not that hard to imagine because he gives us quite a bit of detail about it. He gives us a picture. Now, he's given us stuff to know. It's not everything, but it's certainly enough. So today, this fall, this is where the tears start. This is where death starts. This is where the mourning starts. This is where the crying starts. And we got 1,000 pages of it between now and Revelation chapter 21. But we are not made for this breach. We're meant to be walking with God in the cool of the day. We're meant to be in an Eden, in a paradise with God. And instead, we're going to be talking about pain and tears and toil and rebellion and loose thinking, relational strife, and mankind's futile attempts at restoring a relationship. We're going to be talking about that for 1,000 pages. So one of the murders that takes place, kind of, in response to the death of Adam and Eve. So think about this. in the garden here, we have Adam, whoever died first, Adam's death and Eve's death. Then there are thousands of descendants, not thousands, billions of descendants, all cursed with death. You know, and then one of the greatest acts of evil in history is also the death that's required to fix it. So in a way, the killing of Adam and Eve, the serial killer event number one and number two, is also going to require the killing of Jesus. Now, this is no surprise to him, but that doesn't make it grievous. He did everything that he could to give it to us the first time, paradise. And then he gives it even more, the cost, even more, costs his life the second time that he gives this to us. So our free will got us into this problem. Our free will, which is exercised in the sovereign calling of God, gets us out of this problem. Or if you prefer a different sentence structure, different priority, God's sovereign call, responded to by the belief of believers and trust in him, gets us out of this problem. So today, as we look at Genesis chapter 3, the fall, hopefully for the last time, I just ask you to grieve with me, but I also ask you to hope with me. That is, hope in Jesus. This is Jesus saying, hey, even though you guys have messed this up, even acted like knuckleheads, I've got this, and I've got you. And if you are grieving, and if there's a tear, let's put our hope today in the one who wipes away every tear. Thanks for listening.